Today we're doing the statement on Christology, which is the doctrine of Christ, who he is, and what he has accomplished for us. Under Christology, or the doctrine of Christ, it says, Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Now, as a church, we also embrace the Chalcedonian statement, which affirms these in much more detail. But this is an important doctrine and a very, very important statement to affirm that Jesus is fully God and fully human. Just to reassure you how important this is, he has to be fully man if he's going to save me. Why is that? Because I am a man. And he must therefore be fully man, fully human to save me, who is fully human, fully a man. But in order to be sure that salvation is accomplished, that it's completed, that he can do that which he has been sent to do, he has to be God. Salvation is of the Lord. Therefore, he must fully be God in order to accomplish that which he has set out to do, to save those who are his people. And so, he is true God and true man, conceived by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit. As such, therefore, God is his Father. And born of the Virgin Mary, he is the Son of Man as well. Living in perfect obedience to the moral law, this would be his act, what's called his active obedience. He was completely obedient to the moral law of God, and therefore, he did not deserve death. But he did die on the cross as an atonement, as a sacrifice for the sins of his people. He rose bodily from the dead. We believe that the body of Jesus Christ rose from the dead, fully and completely. And he ascended then to heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father in all authority, above all other authorities. He is now then interceding for us, for his church. Just a quick anecdote. One of the students at AU, and I just met him Thursday night for the first time. He's the young man who had to leave early from our apologetics club, Eric, the other night. An amazing, wonderful story. All the other kids were telling me about him because they were excited about what had happened to Sean. Because Sean had grown up in a group known as The Way. And the way I dealt with a lot in college, they were down in southwestern Ohio, pretty big on the campuses. And the way basically teaches that the same doctrine of Jesus as the Jehovah's Witnesses. And that is a subordinationist view that he is not fully God. But Sean came back and they were all pumped up about this. Sean has become a Trinitarian. And it's really a cool thing when God opens your eyes to see the truth of Scripture, to see who he is. And as a church, as a body, we stand for the full divinity of Jesus Christ. He is fully God and the full humanity of Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen.